Masturbators is performed in front of a live social media audience. We are a mature podcast to talk about mature things. This is definitely not kid friendly. We warrant you. Anything that we say about anything is our own personal opinions, not the opinions of anyone else. Any clips we use is not ours. We're just borrowing for the show. Thank you and have a nice day. Hello, hello, hello. Welcome to 2-on-2 Brackets. My name is DeAndre Robinson, and this should be a very, very fun one because of everything we said in the chat. And these are my friends. Say hello, friends. Start with Kendra. How are you, Kendra?
Hello, friend. I'm good. Well, I got COVID, so I went years, but I have a mild one, so I'm good.
You got the Coco 1-9. I'm sorry.
Well, I got the binge dead to me, so that was good.
Oh, nice.
Speaking of binging, I do want to thank Kendra publicly right now for putting me on Big Mouth. Oh, that shit's fucking, that shit's chef's kiss. Mwah. That shit's beautiful. That shit's amazing. All right. So, yeah, talk about your podcast, where to find it.
Crushgasm. You can find it at crushgasmpodcast.com. I'm excited. We're starting crushing on the 90s soon. We're answering questions like, did Sir Mix-a-Lot really usher in the curvaceous women, or was it J-Lo's dress, Destiny's Child Bootylicious, or the Kardashians' doctors in Beverly Hills? You know, we're answering the big things. So, yeah.
The hard questions.
Those are hard-hitting questions.
For my girl Barbara Walters, I'm picking up the slack.
Respect.
Rest in peace. Amanda, how are you?
Hello, I am good. Fuck you, Casey. Yeah. No, I'm just kidding. I think I'm going to take a COVID test because I am a little sicker after getting back from New York, but I may just be tired too. I don't know, but sorry, I'm going to mute myself because I'm coughing. Wow. I do have to introduce a new member to the podcast family. This is Steffi. Oh,
she's vocal.
She is my friend that I picked up at FAO Schwartz, and she will be joining me on podcast recordings.
So for people that is not watching this, can you tell us know what it is?
Oh, true. she is Steffi the Steffi Stegosaurus.
Okay.
So she's super cute and pink and... She's my new podcast. She's the new sip lister. So,
well, can you talk about your sip list? Sip list, not syphilis for people that
hate that. Okay. That shit's gone bye bye. No, I'm just kidding. Sip list is a top five podcast. We talk pop culture topics and count down our top five favorites. And we will this week be doing top five male TV character crushes.
Nice.
And soon to be coming up will also be female and male top five vocalists, because this Rolling Stone list is hot fucking garbage.
Well, segue to our tournament. This is the normally we do one-on-ones, but sometimes we do two-on-twos. I think our last two-on-two was Casey from The Evening at the Movies and Chancey from Maniacal Music Musings. I think I said it right. They did Eddie Murphy movies. So we are doing the 104 singers of all time. Now here's how this is going to work. This is 2-on-2. So Kendra and Amanda will be choosing. However, if there's any tiebreakers, I am the tiebreaker. Okay. But just like always, there's a bye in the fourth and the quarterfinals. The big seed, the top seed will always play the lower seed, and there will be a third place game. And just like the podcast network that we all are in, and that's in the background, I did not make these rankings. All right.
Rolling Stone magazine did ask.
Yes. This rank has come from the Rolling Stone Top 100. Yes, it's controversial. However, we did put some singers that we thought that should be in this tournament. Okay. Took some people out, took some men. It is what it is. Sue us. All right. Excuse me. Must make you burp. Do you all kind of guess? All right. That being said, let's start the show. All right. We're going with the play-in game first. Kendra, you are first.
All right.
All right. Let me do this right here. Kendra, you are first. You want Elle DeBarge versus Christina Aguilera.
Christina Aguilera. I'm sorry to Elle DeBarge, but wonderful hair, though. Wonderful hair.
Ooh, and I like it. Sorry, Amanda.
Definitely Christina. She is way too low on this list.
Christina on the regular list was, I don't think, would meet the top 150. At least I don't think so. We had to put her on here. All right. Amanda, next plane. Bono versus George Strait.
George Strait. I think Bono's a little overrated.
Okay. And Kendra?
George Strait. Sorry, Bono, but vocal singer.
And just like I told Amanda, I wouldn't pick Bono because George Strait is racist. All right. Now. No. Outside of that, no, he definitely is racist. But outside of that, though, I do think Bono has a better voice. Overall, uniqueness of Bono's voice is better than George Strait's to me. But that's not here nor there. All right. So going to the actual tournament, Kendra, number one, Aretha Franklin versus number 100. And again, I did not make these rankings. So again, I want to say this again. Number one, Aretha Franklin, and number 100. Number 100, Elton John.
I'm sorry to the Queen of Soul, but Elton John, mean Tiny Dancer, hello.
All right. And Amanda?
I mean, this again, I encourage people to check out the top 200 thing that Rolling Stone released, or you can go on TikTok. There's a million TikToks. And they released a statement yesterday about it because people were throwing a fit, and it didn't clear it up at all. I need to know what their criteria were, because this list is all over the damn place. Like, Elton John's at 100 and Kurt Cobain's at 36. And they're going to put the grunge singers in there, like Kurt and Eddie Vedder, who are not even the best, but they're not going to put Scott Weiland. And so it's just like, and then they have some punk rockers in here. And it's like, punk rock is, to me, I love punk rock, but to me, it's not really singing. It's not vocalist, like the way. And if you're going to have Iggy Pop and Glenn Danzig on here and you're not going to have Joey Ramone, it's like they picked people. I don't understand how they picked people. So anyway, sorry, I'm on a rant, but I just got upset about it. I don't like this.
So before you pick, though, I do want to say, I want to caveat one thing. Just because you sing punk rock doesn't mean you can't sing.
No,
I just want to say that. Just make sure everybody knows that.
A lot of good singers at Warped Tour.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I like punk rock. The Cramps is like one of my favorite bands. And the Ramones. So I'm not, I guess to me, I don't think of punk rockers when I think of vocalists. But, okay. And again, I don't mind them being on here, but put the better ones on here. Joey Ramone should have been on here if Iggy Pop's, and Glenn Danzig is on here. So anyway, sorry. Man. This hurts my soul, but I have to go with Elton John, too.
All right.
This really does hurt, though.
Aretha Franklin is out of the first round.
Wow.
That's horrible. All right. So, Amanda, number two, Whitney Houston versus number 99, Lauryn Hill.
Whitney. It has to be Whitney.
And Kendra?
I'm sorry to Lauryn Hill, but yeah. Whitney. My apologies.
Okay, and Whitney Houston will play Christina Aguilera in the next round.
Ooh, okay,
it's a matchup. Kendra, number three, Sam Cooke, or number 98, Bob Marley.
I'm gonna go with Sam Cooke.
And Amanda,
I'm also gonna go with Sam Cooke. Bring It On Home to me. That song just like stabs me in the heart, and it's so powerful.
And Sam Cooke will play George Strait in the next round. Amanda, number four, Billie Holiday, or number 97, Usher?
Mm. don't know. Can I go last? This is really hard because they're both so amazing. I think I'm going to go with Usher only because I think he has more of a range. I like Billie Holiday's voice a little bit better. Like, it's more comforting to me, but I think Usher has better range. Yeah, God, that hurts.
Usher,
baby.
Oh, I used to go to Jimmy Kimmel tapings a lot, and let me tell you, Usher fans, number one in the world. Oh my God, they like boy band fans and then ecstatic black women together molding into one perfect heart. It's amazing. Oh, Usher fans. But Usher's voice.
I like that, Casey.
All right. Kendra, number five, Mariah Carey. Or number 96, Chuck Berry.
Mariah Carey.
Mariah Carey.
Always Mariah Carey.
All right.
This is your cousin Marvin. Marvin Berry.
And Mariah Carey will play Elton John in the next round.
Oh, mother.
Ooh. All right. Amanda. Yes. Number six, Ray Charles. Or number 95, Axl Rose.
If we're going to have the 80s people, the hairband people on here, Axl Rose should have been higher up on this list. That being said, I'm going to go with Ray Charles.
Kendra?
Ray Charles. I don't need Axel screeching. Sorry. Even though
and I'm... Ray Charles will play Usher in the next round.
Oh.
Kendra, number seven, Stevie Wonder. Or number 94, Neil Young.
Oh, Stevie Wonder.
Amanda?
Yeah, Stevie. So it's like some people they put on here that are better songwriters than singers. Neil Young's fine, but
the Beatles. We need them.
Amanda, number eight, Beyonce, or number 93, Stevie Nicks.
Sorry, Beyonce. I think she's an amazing performer and she has a really good voice. She should not be number eight. I'm going with Stevie Nicks.
And Kendra.
I don't think Beyonce should have been that high at all, but I would pick her over Stevie Nicks.
I don't think Beyonce should have been that high, but to say that she had another voice is, me personally, listen to Dangerous in Love. That could be, I thought that Beyonce did not have a voice until I heard Dangerous in Love. So yeah. I'm picking Beyonce here.
I think she has an amazing voice. I took issue with her being that high on the list, considering people who weren't even on the damn list. So
she should have been maybe 50. Yeah. I wouldn't put her that high.
But. All right. Kendra, number nine, Otis Redding, or number 92, Anita Baker.
Otis Redding. And I'll never be nice to the Beatles. Sorry, Casey.
Amanda.
Otis, for sure. I am sorry about my cat meowing in the background. She wants to go outside and she's throwing a fit.
Sorry, kitty.
Cat and a cat.
Amanda, number 10, Al Green. Number 91, Jeff Buckley.
Al Green.
Kendra?
Al Green.
Let's Stay Together was my wedding song. It was a cover, but it was still my song, so.
Kendra. Number 11, Little Richard, or number 90, Celine Dion?
Celine Dion.
Amanda?
Little Richard should not be number 11. I'm sorry. I love him.
He was 11.
Celine, for sure. And for those that don't know, on this top 200, Celine Dion did not make this list. And anybody who was a part of this list should be fucking fired for that.
I don't know about that. I mean, don't get me wrong. I'm not the biggest Celine Dion fan. I'll say it right now. However, though, listening to Little Richard, he has a fucking amazing voice. His range of voices, if you actually listen to Little Richard, is fucking amazing. However, though, Celine Dion will play Stevie Wonder in the next round.
I don't think you have to be a fan of hers to appreciate her vocal range and her talent. And for them to just disrespect that, I thought was... weird.
So I'm not gonna lie. I mean, here's the thing. I'm not saying that she should be on there. I'm not saying she, because I don't have personal things to say that. All I'm saying is that I know what Little Richard can do.
Yeah. And
That's what I'm saying. All right, Amanda, number 12, John Lennon, or number 89, Selena?
Selena.
Kendra?
Oh, you already know. Selena.
It's just that fuck.
Pick
fuck
my dog over John Lennon.
Selena should be in the top 20 at least. If you don't listen to the song, See You in a Vest, go listen to it. You don't even have to understand the lyrics. Vocally, mm-hmm. that song is fucking incredible. Her range was great.
Well, Selena will play Beyonce in the next round.
Bye, Beyonce.
Mm-hmm.
Kendra. Bye. Number 13, Richie Valens. Verse number 88, Kelly Clarkson.
Oh, no.
Oh.
You don't understand having a brown mama. I had to watch La Bamba all the time.
La Bamba's fucking amazing.
That's a good movie.
But I have to go with Kelly. I'm sorry, mama. I'm sorry to my brown side.
Amanda.
Adios, mio.
Yeah, this one hurts, but it's Kelly.
All right, and Kelly Clarkson will play Otis Redding in the next round.
No!
Adios, mio.
Amanda, number 14, Freddie Mercury. Or number 87, Diana Ross.
Can Steffi vote? Freddie Mercury.
All right. And Amanda? Me and Kendra, sorry.
Is Freddie Mercury against who?
Diana Ross.
I'm going to go with Diana.
And Diana Ross wins.
Are you serious?
I'm 100% serious. Listen, again, Diana Ross's range is fucking amazing. Diana Ross. I love Freddie. Queen. Listen, Queen.
And I love Diana. Dance,
Bohemian Rhapsody. I sing that every time I get to go karaoke. However, Diana Ross is a better singer. Diana Ross being 87 is fucking disrespectful.
All right.
Disrespectful.
I disagree with her ranking, but I disagree that she's a better vocalist than him, too. So, oh well.
Diana Ross will be, well, here's the, you said singer. And like I said in the chat, it's different between being a singer and being a vocalist.
Yeah.
So anyway, Diana Ross will play Al Green in the next round. Kendra, number 15, Bob Dylan, or number 86, Michael Jackson?
Michael Jackson.
Yeah.
God. Bob Dylan, songwriter. Great.
Songwriter, yes. Like, why are they doing this?
So, Amanda, you got Mike
yeah,
as well?
Yeah, definitely Michael. 86 is a travesty.
I mean, have you seen the tweet where they go through Michael Jackson's, like, career? It's so good. Every song, every, like, single. Oh, it's so good. From when he was little to the end. Oh, it's perfect.
It's Mike. I mean, all right. Amanda.
Yes.
Number 16, Prince. Or number 85, Johnny Cash.
Johnny Cash should have been higher on this list, but I'm going with Prince.
Kendra?
Prince.
I love Johnny Cash's voice. And I'm not even know the nearest country fan. But I love his voice, but it's not better than Prince.
Yeah.
However, though, the ultimate Prince will play Michael Jackson in the next round.
Oh, shit.
All right.
That's like a top four matchup, not a second round matchup.
All right. Kendra, number 17, Elvis Presley. Verse number 84. Number 84, Donny Hathaway.
Donny Hathaway. I don't like Elvis. I think if a million people in Vegas can impersonate you, you ain't good.
All right. And Amanda?
See, I like Elvis's voice, and it had a lot of range, too. But I think Donny Hathaway's a better, yeah.
So Donny Hathaway wins. And I don't have to do my rant about how much I despise Elvis and how he took from Black people.
The caricature.
Okay. Amanda, number 18, Jennifer Hudson. Verse number 83, Amy Winehouse.
Jennifer Hudson.
Kendra?
Oh, I'm a big American Idol fan from back in the day. Jennifer Hudson.
Okay.
Big Idol stan. I went to like every taping season 7.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, it was insane.
Jennifer Hudson will play Donny Hathaway in the next round. All right. Kendra. Number 19, Frank Sinatra. Or number 82, R. Kelly.
Ooh, oh my God. Okay. We're separating art from artists, like you say. I would go with R. Kelly. I mean, I believe I Can Fly is so good. And the Closet song. Oh, I'm gonna go R.
Trapped in the
Kelly.
closet.
Yeah, that I
Me
mean
and my close friend JJ know one chapter one to five all
Hot and fresh out the kitchen. I mean,
the
it's so, I gotta admit they're still on my playlist, so R. Kelly.
through. Amanda.
It's not gonna matter because I know what you're gonna pick, but I picked Frank Sinatra. That voice was, and not to say R. Kelly didn't have a great voice, because he does, but Frank Sinatra is so, and I feel like this is how they made some of their choices, was about distinction. And Frank Sinatra is an undeniably distinct voice, kind of like how I think Amy Winehouse was so high on the list. It's a very distinct, like Johnny Cash, like you know immediately that's who that is. And that's true.
Well, God is truth. Amy Winehouse wasn't even on the list. Harvey actually put on there, and I put on.
Oh, okay. Well, there you
So,
go. She was
so,
above
so
sort
were
of.
Jennifer Hudson as well. Actually, I put her on the list as
Yeah,
well.
I knew that. I knew that.
However, though, I put R. Kelly on here for a reason. Now, separating art for the artist, my pick to be on here was R. Kelly, because the art, fuck him as a fuck him as him. He's a bastard in the hat.
Yeah.
You can't deny his voice. And his voice and his how he can sing. I'm going R. Kelly here. I'm not saying Frank Sinatra cannot sing. I'm just saying that R. Kelly voice to me is was better. So I'm going R. Kelly here. All right.
Space Jam.
Yeah.
Amanda, number 20,
What?
Marvin. Number 20, Marvin Gaye. Number 81, Donna Summers. Donna Summers, sorry.
On a summer.
Not summer. Oh,
Yeah.
summer.
Yeah. Oh. This sucks. Why do I keep getting the really hard ones?
That's what she said.
Yeah.
That wouldn't be a problem, though.
Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't be complaining about that. I think I'm gonna go with Marvin Gaye just slightly. I think his voice is a little better. Donna Summer is a better performer, but I think his voice is just a smidge better.
And Kendra?
Marvin Gaye, 100%.
And Marvin Gaye will play R. Kelly in the next round.
Crap, sorry. I'm here.
Oh,
No, I'm
Steph.
here.
Oh, so she was shocked by
I
that
agreed.
Like, I'm about to believe I can fly and just
one.
go, hi.
All right, Kendra, number 21, Nina Simone versus number 80, Carrie Underwood.
I gotta let Jesus take the wheel and go with Carrie Underwood. It's the reason she won.
Yeah.
All right, and then Amanda.
Definitely Carrie. Nina Simone's great, but Carrie's range and power behind that voice is just incredible.
All right, Amanda, number 22, Adele, versus number 79, Jackie Wilson.
Adele.
And Kendra?
Adele. She good. She good.
Yep.
Okay.
I'm glad y'all said that because Adele will play Carrie Underwood in the next round.
Oh
Yes, I'd say. I mean, well, it's like perform. You think like vocal, because performance, I would never pay to go see Adele. I'd probably like bored, you know, just because it's just in
I'd see
there.
her in like a speakeasy.
Yeah,
I will pay.
30 minutes.
I will pay Taylor Swift money to go see Adele sing. Swear
I
to goodness.
mean, that's
Swear to goodness, I'll
fun.
do that. Nothing wrong. I'm glad she doesn't have tests with money that because those shits are high as fuck.
Yeah.
But I would if I had the money for it. You damn right.
I
Probably
mean, she might be charging Taylor. So she got a Vegas residency, and I saw the Usher prices, and I was like, never mind, Usher. But
the
I did pay it for Garth Brooks. So.
All right, Kendra, number 23, Smokey Robinson, versus number 78, Janis Joplin.
Smokey.
And Amanda.
Janice again with the distinction, and I think she probably should have been a little bit higher, but Smokey has a better voice in my opinion.
Smokey, move on. Amanda, number 24, George Jones, versus number 77, Bruce Springsteen.
I'm kind of ambivalent about either one of these choices. I think they're both great, but I'm not like Neither of these are a top 100 for me. George Jones is a little hokey to me. I'm going to pick Bruce.
All right. And Kendra?
I'll just go with Bruce. I don't care about either.
Yeah. Well, I think...
Good for him. Yep. Moving on.
Bruce Springsteen will play Smokey Robinson in the next round.
Yeah. Okay.
All right. Kendra. Number 25, Mary J. Blige. Versus number 76, Wilson Pickett.
Mary J.
Amanda.
Sing Sally. I'm going to go with Mary J. too, but man, I love that song.
What number was Mary J. on their list?
25.
Okay. That's a choices.
Amanda. Number 26, Paul McCartney. Versus number 75, D'Angelo.
I will say out of all the Beatles, Paul McCartney is the best singer. Mm-hmm. But I'm going to go with D'Angelo.
Are you going with D'Angelo because of his song or because he's butt-ass naked in the video turning around 15,000 times?
Who's to say? It's neither here nor there. I'm taking his voice. Whatever body's attached to that voice is irrelevant.
All right, Kendra?
That video was a sexual awakening for my generation, so D'Angelo. And never the Beatles.
How does it fit? But however, in that song.
No.
in that song, you actually can hear his voice.
Yeah.
You guys can hear his voice. He has a really good voice in that song. His body, otherwise, that's on y'all. However, though,
it's a work of art.
Yeah.
D'Angelo will play Mary J. Blige in the next round.
All right.
Kendra, number 27, Dolly Parton. Versus number 74, Patti LaBelle.
I gotta go with Dolly. I love Dolly's voice. It's so weird, but it's great. Weird.
And Amanda?
Yeah. But I will say, did you see her on New Year's Eve? Like, I know she wrote that song, but she shouldn't be allowed to sing I Will Always Love You. That's weird. Like, yeah. I was so mad. I was like, stop.
She almost spit my shit out.
It's not her.
I think I will also go with Dolly, although I think she was ranked a little too high on this list. Not because I don't love her as a person and a performer and her voice is quirky, but I don't know. It's the way I would have made these decisions the way based on other people have. So
Dolly moves on, but Ghana Truth. As Casey didn't say for this matchup, but I call shenanigans. Patti LaBelle voice range is fucking amazing. In my own private bracket I did for myself, she went very far. Not top four far, but she went very, very, very fucking far. Voice wise, there's not a lot of people that can hold a candle to Patti LaBelle. This period. I'm just saying. But we can move on. All right. Amanda. Number 28, Garth Brooks. Or number 73, Phil Collins.
Ooh. I gotta go with Garth. He's a hometown boy and I love him.
Okay. And Kendra?
I would make love to Garth Brooks' voice. Garth Brooks all the day. God, it's so gorgeous.
It is. Why have we not gotten to Aaliyah yet? Is she not like in the top 20?
She is.
We're in 28, so.
Oh, okay.
Well, let me make sure because I know I should know she's
on. Aaliyah should have been higher than Mary J, in my opinion.
Oh, no, she's in the top 40.
Okay.
Okay, so Kendra. We have number 29, Chaka Khan. Verse number 72, Muddy Waters.
Chaka Khan.
And Amanda?
Chaka Khan. No disrespect to Muddy, but.
I mean, there's no disrespect to anybody. I mean, you made the list. I mean, I'm going to fuck this name up, but Amanda's on you. Number 30, Hank Williams. Versus number 71, Roy Orbison.
Roy Orbison, yeah.
Yeah, Roy Orbison. There you go.
Ooh. Roy has some songs that I really, really love, but they all kind of sound the same. And Hank is a country icon, so I'm going to go with Hank.
And Kendra?
Hank, for sure.
I'm not going to lie, Hank is the only person I knew from here, so.
I only know the Pretty Woman song, so.
All right. Kendra, number 31, Luther Vandross. Versus number 70, Ronnie Spector.
Ooh, I love Ronnie, but Luther. Luther.
And Amanda?
Yep.
This world of mine. That's a beautiful ass song.
I was hearing Here and Now in my head.
Here and Now? Dance with my father. I mean, I pick my daughter up and swing her to that song. So hell yeah. Amanda, number 32, David Bowie, verse number 69, Erykah Badu.
Sorry, I hate this fucking neighborhood sometimes. Mm-hmm. I think I'm gonna go with Bowie. No. Yeah.
Okay. And Kendra?
I grew up with Erykah Badu, but David Bowie to me is more up there. It's different. He's got a different voice. So,
so that's picked for David Bowie? David Bowie?
Yeah. They had a Bowie Barbie. It was a girl Barbie dressed as Bowie at the FAO Schwartz store. I really wanted to buy it. It was so cool.
Kendra, number 33, Bessie Smith. Verse number 68, Rihanna.
Rihanna.
Amanda.
Yes.
I guess Rihanna. I could go either way on this one.
And Rihanna will play Dolly Parton in the next round.
Ooh.
Another person I'm gonna fuck up a name. Amanda, number 34, Tom York, Yorkie?
Tom York?
I think it's Tom York.
Okay.
That's not Yorkie. How you spell
Tom. It's Tom.
That's not how you spell Tom. I'm switching right now. Oh, Tom Yorkie.
Well, technically it's how you spell Thomas, so they just decided to be cute.
Like okay. Tom Yorkie versus Tom. Number 6. Tom York versus number 67, Ozzy Osbourne.
Ozzy should not be on this list. Or maybe. He should not be in the top 100. I'm sorry. He should be in the top 100, I guess. But I think he has, that being said, he has better range than Thom, so I'll pick Ozzy.
Yeah, I'll go with Ozzy over Yorkie.
Yeah, I'm not going to lie. I do think, and I'm not really a death metal fan or a heavy metal fan. However, though, I do think Ozzy has a great voice, actually. So,
Casey, agree?
I think he is too. I don't know if he's a vocal genius.
Again, it's not talking about vocals; it's more singing.
Okay, fine.
All right. So, Kendra, number 35, Dusty Springfield. Versus number 66, David Ruffin.
I'll go with Dusty Springfield.
Amanda?
Ruffin is one of the Temptations, right?
Dave Ruffin is the main Temptations.
That's what I thought.
The main leader of Temptations.
Okay, I'm going to go with Danny. I'm going to go with Danny.
You say you're going to go where? Sorry.
I'm going to go with Danny.
David?
David, sorry.
All right, so.
There's a bunch of Ruffins.
Topper go to me and David Ruffin moves on. And David Ruffin will play Shaka Khan in the next round. Amanda, number 36, Kurt Cobain versus number 65, Fiona Apple.
Ooh. I don't know. I mean, I think Kurt Cobain is a very good, distinct, very iconic 90s voice. I think he's ranked way too high on this list, but I think he belongs. But Fiona Apple is like, sorry, Casey, I love you. I'm going with Fiona. Her voice is better.
And Kendra?
I'm gonna go with Kirk because I appreciate what he did for rock music.
And Kurt Cobain goes on.
Okay.
I appreciate Kirk's voice.
Yeah. I'm fine with these ladies.
All right, Kendra, number 37, Van Morrison. Best number 64, The Weeknd.
The Weeknd.
Amanda?
All done.
This is hard because they're both so great, but they're two completely different kind of voices.
Mm-hmm.
I'll go with The Weeknd because he has more range, but damn, Van Morrison has a good voice.
And on like radio today, The Weeknd's kind of one of the only great singers I hear. So
yeah. Well, and Van Morrison is also way older type of music. And
I mean, be a Brown Eyed Girl. I mean, but however though.
Oh, he had so many better songs than that.
I'm not just saying that that's one of those famous songs. And The Weeknd would play Hank Williams in the next round. Kendra, number 38, Curtis Mayfield, versus number 63, Robert Plant.
Curtis Mayfield.
And Amanda?
I'm gonna go with Robert Plant.
Curtis Mayfield goes on. Sorry, Curtis has a great voice.
Yeah, no, I think they both do, so... Are you talking about Van Morrison, Harvey? Yes, he has a great voice.
No, I'm talking about The Weeknd.
Oh, okay.
Harvey picked Van. But no, oh, okay. But if you know Harvey, then Harvey's going to pick everything old school. So.
Well, as far as like 70s folk goes,
Harvey's Van Morrison. They're over 85, I'd pick them.
Yeah. I mean, if it was in 1984, Harvey's going to pick that. So.
Was it released on records and 8 tracks?
So Amanda, we love you, Harvey.
Love you, Harvey. Hey, Harvey, I would have picked Van, but you know.
Oh my goodness! All right, Amanda, number 39, Louis Armstrong, versus number 62, George Michael.
I gotta go with Louis. It's iconic.
And Kendra.
I do love Louis Armstrong, but I hate George Michael.
Yeah, I fucking despise George Michael, so I'm going Louis Armstrong. Listen, listen, only because it's like if you in the early 2000s in the movie 40 Year Old Virgin had it right. If you go to any appliance store, George Michael was playing, and
that was Michael McDonald.
Michael McDonald.
No. What I mean by that, no, I know that's Michael McDonald. I mean George Michael was playing.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Plus,
Careless
Whisper is such an elevator song, but I still fucking love it.
Plus, I think I can sing like Louis Armstrong, so that helped me out. So that's good. All right. Okay. Kendra, number 40, Aaliyah, versus number 61, Bill Withers.
Oh.
I was like, I know she goes up against something that's really hard. Bill Withers, I love everything he does, but I mean, Aaliyah. I love Aaliyah. That was my first cassette single, Back and Forth.
Nice.
All right, and Amanda?
I feel like we could sing the iconic Bill Withers, Ain't No Sunshine When She's Gone, about no Aaliyah.
Sunshine when she's gone.
That song is so amazing. But I'm also going to go with Aaliyah.
It's not warm when she's away.
Ain't no sunshine when she's gone.
Ain't no sunshine when she's gone. This house just ain't no home. Anytime she goes away. I love that song.
I love that song so much.
All right. Amanda, number 41, Etta James. Verse number 60, Kate Bush.
I'm gonna go with Etta.
And Kendra?
Etta James, for sure.
Thank you. Please don't let me go off. I love Kate Bush. Kate Bush has a good song, good voice too, but Etta James' voice was fucking
God,
was beautiful. All right. Kendra, number 42, Teddy Pendergrass. Verse number 59, Taylor Swift.
Taylor Swift.
And, well, Amanda.
I'll go with Taylor just so she makes it one more round, but after that, she needs to be gone.
So Taylor Swift will play Luther Vandross in the next
round. Oh, yeah. Okay.
She didn't make it far.
Bye, honey. You said that I'm picking someone else. I didn't pick anyone. Listen, I didn't get you to choose that.
I was saying I just think we could sing that song about Aaliyah because we lost some sunshine after she left.
Oh, so what's about you? Oh, what's about me?
And then we broke out in song. It's fine. It happened.
Teddy Pendergrass lost to Taylor Swift, and I'm upset with this too, but I got to be a host and be professional. Yeah, Harvey said that. Yes. Listen, so Amanda.
That he did.
Number 43, Ariana Grande. Verse number 58, Lady Gaga.
Oh.
All we need is Lady Gaga. Lady Gaga.
So, I'm not really an Ariana fan. Like, I like a lot of her, a couple of her songs, not a lot, but whether you like her or not, her voice is fucking incredible. Her range is spectacular. It's really close because I feel that way about, I mean, I like Lady Gaga a lot more, but I think Ariana's voice overall is a little bit better, so I'm going to pick her.
You said Ariana?
Yeah.
Kendra?
I knew Ariana was a star on Victorious because, yeah, I'm an adult and I watched Nickelodeon hardcore back in the day. but yeah, Ariana, for sure. And she can imitate so many other people, and I think that's pretty cool.
She can. I saw her doing that on Fallon. She was really good.
All right. Kendra, number 44, James Brown. Verse number 57, Brian Wilson.
James Brown.
And Amanda?
Brian Wilson by himself should not even be on here. The Beach Boys are a group for a reason. And Brian Wilson was involved with Charles Manson, so fuck Brian Wilson.
So James Brown?
Yes, I already forgot who it was, but yes, James
Brown. All that said, Brian Wilson.
You got to tell me about that Charles Manson thing. Did Charles Manson do something bad? Because I like Charles Manson as a person.
Charles Manson?
The thing that I know about Charles Manson, I like him as a person. As a person. Again, the thing that I know about Charles Manson.
Do you think I'm talking about Marilyn Manson?
No. Sorry. Yes, Marilyn Manson. Shit. Fuck. Oh shit. God. I fucked up too bad.
I got my Manson
so fucked up.
Jesus.
Marilyn Manson. I was talking about. Sorry. Not Charles Manson. I got my Manson fucked up. I apologize to anyone that listens to this. I fucked up.
Oh my God. That was
Marilyn
so funny.
Manson.
Not once upon a time.
Marilyn Manson.
Listen. If I ever get famous, if I ever get famous, all right, and you try to use this quote, you just clip. I got the backup.
I think Charles Manson's a good dude. That's the name of the show.
Listen. I meant Marilyn Manson. That's what I meant. All right. I meant Marilyn Manson. All right, shit. All right. I want to say that one more time.
Thoughts on Dahmer? Bundy?
I meant Marilyn Manson. I just want to say that right now. All right,
shit. Are you okay?
Probably. I'm not saying getting into that, but I meant Marilyn Manson.
Okay.
All right, shit. All right, now, back to the show. Now, Amanda's
on. That's a lot to unpack.
Number 45, Ella Fitzgerald. Rhythm of 56, Barry White.
Ooh. Is it on me?
It's on you.
Mm-hmm. Oh, sorry. Ella Fitzgerald.
Kendra.
Also, Marilyn Manson, age-wise, would not have known Brian. Okay, I'm going to go Barry White.
And sorry to Harvey, but I'm going Barry White as well. Barry White is, his voice is fucking amazing.
It is.
And best Simpsons cameo ever.
Barry White will play David Bowie in the next round.
Woo!
Kendra. I've heard Ella. Of course I've heard Ella. I've also heard Barry as well. All right. So
Harvey, I'm with you.
All right. So Kendra, number 46. Mavis Staples. First number 55, Tina Turner.
Tina Turner.
Amanda?
Yep.
Tina Turner will play Kurt Cobain in the next round.
Oh, interesting.
Amanda.
Yes.
Number 47. I'm 47. Oh, I'm gonna get this so wrong. Matter of fact, let me do this right now because I'm gonna get this. I'm gonna do this right. check the private chat real quick. Say that name for me.
Linda Ronstadt.
There you go. Number 47, Linda Ronstadt versus number 54, Willie Nelson. I was gonna fuck that name up so hard.
I think Linda Ronstadt's a better songwriter than she is a singer. I think she's a decent singer, and Willie has just that really distinct country voice. I'm gonna go with Willie.
And Kendra?
Willie.
I will also go with Willie because he smokes weed. So Willie Nelson will play Curtis Mayfield in the next round. All right, Kendra. Number 48, Toni Braxton. First number 53, Gladys Knight.
Ooh.
I'm never going to fucking hear the rest of that shit. Oh my God, Kendra. Oh, God.
I'll go Toni Braxton.
Oh, my goodness.
Harvey, oh, my God.
I mean, to be fair, that is where Marilyn Manson got his name, so.
Amanda, Toni Braxton or Gladys Knight?
I wish it was Gladys Knight and the Pips. I love her so much, though. So I'm also going to go with Toni.
All right. Oh, God.
Charles Manson wasn't just smoking weed. He was doing peyote and quaaludes and who knows what else.
Dan Connor definitely did it on the show.
Amanda, number 49, Rod Stewart, was number 52, Mick Jagger.
Mick Jagger.
And Kendra?
Sorry to my mom. Rod Stewart's her number one, but Mick Jagger.
I still think that Rod Stewart has a better voice, but Mick Jagger goes on, though.
And can we play that clip in tonight's show?
I just think that Charles Manson is a good guy.
I know about him. He's a good dude. Oh my God, you're never gonna listen to him.
He's done. He's a great guy. I like him as a person.
I'm sorry, Graham.
Mick Jagger. Well, technically, Charles did do some humanitarian work. Let's say got everybody together. However, though, I know about Charles Manson. I know about Mary Manson as well. And Charles Manson, the reason why he got everybody together because he did know he was a good guy. And he was smart.
He played a good guy.
Mick Jagger will play Louis Armstrong in the next And last but not least, last matchup. Kendra, number 50, Joni Mitchell.
Joni Mitchell.
Sade.
Oh.
Joni.
And Amanda.
I don't like Sade.
Oh,
what? No, it's controversial. It sounds like
Harvey.
Like, Harvey's here. What is it? Sedona, just like with a lot of turquoise going through a divorce music.
Have you heard by your side?
Going through the divorce music?
I was like five when she came out. I wasn't going through a divorce, okay?
Oh, God. Well, Amanda's on you.
I mean, I'm not saying she's not a great singer. I don't know.
I'm going with Sade, and you better back me up, right?
Yeah, Sade's going on. But
and I love like, Joni Mitchell. But...
Oh, my goodness.
She's not for me. She's not for me.
I like Joni Mitchell a lot, but no.
Can't hurt you.
I mean, do you have the time?
So, clearly turquoise and desert divorces.
I did grow up in the desert.
So Sade will play Aaliyah, which means that Toni Braxton
will play
Etta James. And James Brown will play Ariana Grande.
Harvey, do you also think James Brown's a good dude? He's not a cult leader, but you know.
I'm not a smooth operator.
All right. So let's start round two. Amanda, Whitney Houston or Christina Aguilera?
Whitney.
Kendra?
Whitney. Sorry, Christina.
Yeah.
Kendra, Sam Cooke or George Strait?
Oh, he said he was racist, but I'm sure he was a good dude at some point.
George Strait, a lot of humanitarian work.
Cross my heart's my jam, so.
Okay, well, Amanda, George Strait or Sam Cooke?
Sorry, Kendra, that's a really good song, but my my husband was previously married, and that was his and his wife's song, so I can't ever listen to it. I had to hear it in concert, and I thought my ears were going to bleed. What was the choice again? Sam Cooke and George Strait?
Or George Strait.
We got to keep some country artists on here, but I don't think George is the one, so I'm going to pick Sam.
And Sam Cooke
move on. Taylor's the one.
Yeah.
Sam Cooke move on. Okay. Amanda, Mariah Carey or Elton John?
Motherfucker.
Oh, Harvey, before she goes on, I want Harvey to hear this too, because I think he was on here. Harvey, Elton John beat Aretha Franklin in the first round. Just want to let you know that. Okay. Now,
he's going to lose his shit.
Okay. Now.
Wait for Amanda. It. Three. Two.
Amanda, Mariah Carey or Elton John?
He sounds like my doggy, or she. I don't know. Mariah.
Kendra?
Mariah.
Harvey, I just want to let you know that I had nothing to do with that. At all.
Casey's comment up there real quick about living in the past. Mm-hmm. Casey, if you ever get married and your person was married before and you hear a song and all you imagine is them fucking, come back to me and then tell me to listen to that song.
But were they fucking to that song though?
Like, what was their wedding? Sure they did. Their wedding night.
Their wedding song. Yeah. Sure
come on, because a lot of people fuck to different things. I mean, I want something. This is probably TMI, but I once fucked the Thriller before, so it may fuck anything. So it is.
I mean, that's a good rhythm.
Listen. If Emily say we can't listen to Thriller anymore because I had sex to Thriller before, then she will be heartbroken. I'm playing that shit all the fucking time.
I just said that to Casey. It was their wedding song. It hurts my heart, but it is a beautiful song. Anyway, Harvey, it's subjective.
Thank you for saying that. Thank you for saying that.
I know it is.
I will make sure that that's played as well with the other shit I just said. Now, Kendra.
This should have been number one on the whole list anyway.
Okay. Kendra.
Should have been top five.
Kendra, Ray Charles or Usher?
Usher.
And Amanda.
I gonna pee my pants.
For anyone that's seen has not seen the video, Spotify or Facebook or Twitter has the video. You can listen to this later. But so Usher beats Ray Charles. And Usher plays Whitney Houston in the next round. Amanda, Stevie Wonder or Celine Dion?
Oh.
Amanda?
Oh, is it me? Oh, shit. Yeah. Okay, I'm sorry. Celine. Just by this much.
Kendra?
I have to go with Celine.
Sorry, I'm thrown off by all this crazy. Stevie.
And Celine Dion will play Sam Cooke in the next round.
You can't be a 10-year-old girl when Titanic came out and not pick Celine Dion.
And I know I said this in the chat, but she recorded that shit in one take, and it was the demo. That is fucking...
So I'm going to mute you both for 1 minute so I can say this. Fuck the Titanic. Titanic is one of the worst movies of all fucking time. It is. It's one of the worst fucking movies of all time. Yes, I said it and I'll say it again. Fuck the Titanic. One of the worst movies of all time. Back to your regular programming. All right.
Wrong.
Okay. The disrespect to Jack Dawson is incredible.
The disrespect. Shit, disrespect them. I never let go, Jack. I never let go, Jack. I never let go. No, get the fuck off me.
Hey, girl got to do what a girl got to do in the end.
And he told her to.
Listen, she would have died. She would have died. If we're not fitting both of them in that door, she would have died. She would have died. She would have fucking died. I don't give a damn how big that handprint was on that car. She would have fucking died.
Without Jack, yes. That's the point. That's the whole point of the movie.
The whole point of the movie is because this old bitch lied. Now I'm sorry for saying calling a bitch, but this old bitch lied. She had the blue heart diamond in the sea, whatever she was called, the whole fucking time. Anyway, listen.
Look for it.
She didn't have to go into one either. So that long tooth tape born ass story. Anyway, listen.
Someone who was on the Titanic. 4 years. If I was someone on the Titanic, I'd be like, all right, let me sit and listen to this story. That's pretty cool. Yeah. You lived through that.
I don't need to go in the
sea. You met someone from Charles Manson's club. You want to sit through their story? You would.
I hear he was the cruise director on the Lido deck.
God damn it. All right, listen. I forgot who was on, but Amanda, listen. Beyonce or Selena?
Selena.
Kendra?
My shirt.
Selena.
And Selena will play Mariah Carey in the next round.
Oh, no. Yeah, Casey's right, Dre. If you don't think this isn't coming up tonight, you're sorely mistaken. So you might as well save that energy.
Yeah, well, listen, we're talking about the fucking Titanic. Oh, it probably will, too. I'm going to destroy the show.
That's
what I'm saying.
That's coming up tonight.
Yeah, it probably will. Anyway, Kendra, Otis Redding or Kelly Clarkson?
Kelly Clarkson.
And Amanda?
Kelly Clarkson! Oh, I love me some Otis, damn.
All right,
Kelly Clarkson could sing every song by every artist on this list.
Amanda, Al Green or Diana Ross?
Diana Ross.
Kendra?
Diana.
I'm gonna make my blood pressure went down already. All right. Okay, here's the ultimate one. You ready? For the people that's listening and people that's just watching live, Kendra, Prince or Michael Jackson?
I got Michael.
Amanda.
Prince.
So
yeah, I did.
So it's on me. I'm the tiebreaker. I love Mike. I'm the one person that think that kid Mike had a better voice than adult Mike. With that being said, Prince has a better overall voice.
I agree.
So I'm, I'm going to go with Prince here. And Prince will play Kelly Clarkson in the next round.
Oh, son of a bitch.
All right, Amanda. Jennifer Hudson or Donny Hathaway?
Jennifer Hudson.
he was a musician. He was Charles Manson was a great musician from what I've heard.
Kendra?
Jennifer Hudson.
Amanda, what was your pick again? I'm sorry.
Jennifer Hudson.
Yeah, Jennifer will play Diana Ross in the next round. God damn it. Oh, and Puberty's my bass. No, Puberty's not my bass. I think Mike has a good voice. But overall, Prince has a better voice than Mike. To me, anyway. All right, Kendra. Marvin Gaye or R. Kelly?
All right, I'll go Marvin Gaye. Marvin Gaye. And you know I love Space Jam.
I'm also going to go Marvin Gaye.
Shocker, I would win Marvin Gaye as well, actually.
Oh, really? Okay, nice.
Yeah, I mean, the only reason I think R. Kelly should have been on this list. I don't think he's going to win the whole fucking thing. But I do think he should be on the list, though.
Marvin Gaye is an icon.
Amanda, Adele or Carrie Underwood?
I fucking hate this matchup.
At this point in time, as my friend Casey would say, you did make these rankings.
I'm going with Carrie.
And Kendra.
I'm going to go with Adele.
And Adele moves on.
Yeah, that was easy.
Adele is a whole overall. Again, I would drink her bath with just hear her sing one time. That's all I want to hear her sing. That's it. Kendra. Smokey Robinson or Bruce Springsteen?
Smokey.
Amanda?
Yep.
All right. Amanda, Mary J. Blige or, and Harvey's hair, D'Angelo? Howard, though, don't let Harvey influence your pick.
I'm going with Mary J.
Kendra?
I'm going D'Angelo.
Sorry, I settled that shit, but I'm going D'Angelo as well, though. I do think D'Angelo has the better overall voice than Mary. And D'Angelo will play Marvin Gaye in the next round.
It's a good matchup.
Kendra, Dolly Parton or Rihanna?
Dolly.
And Amanda?
Dolly.
Amanda. Garth Brooks or Ozzy Osbourne?
Garth.
Kendra?
Garth all day. Get out of here, Ozzy.
Yeah. Go eat some more baths.
Kendra, Chaka Khan or David Ruffin?
Who? Me?
Chaka Khan or David Ruffin?
Chaka Khan.
Harvey, I did not think Rihanna belonged in the top 100 either.
No. Yeah, I wouldn't put her 200 actually.
Yeah.
She was 68.
And yeah, that was way too high.
Amanda, Chaka Khan or Dear Ruffin?
Chaka Khan.
Oh, Dre didn't make that ranking at all. Dre did not put her in this.
No, fucking Rolling Stone did.
Yeah, Dre did not make that ranking. Amanda, Hank Williams or The Weeknd?
Hank. I think Hank needs to stay on for a bit.
All right, Kendra.
I'm going The Weeknd.
Ah, shit.
And the Weeknd wins.
I mean, if I have to put on two albums, I'm going to put on The Weeknd.
The Weeknd will play as well.
That's not how we're supposed to be deciding this. Well, I do too.
He sings better.
The Weeknd will play Adele in the next round.
Oh.
All right. Kendra, Luther Vandross or Taylor Swift?
Luther.
Yes, Harvey.
Luther Vandross or tell us what, Amanda?
Luther.
So Luther Vandross moves on, but so Harvey can know. Yes, Phil Collins did lose, Harvey. I had nothing to do with that. With
Garth, Phil though, right?
Yeah, I think it was
Phil Collins lost to Garth Brooks, Harvey. Just letting you know. Just letting you know. Because I be, look, that is what it is. Amanda, David Bowie or Barry White?
So I think Barry White has an amazing voice, but it's kind of like one, like he's known for his sexually charged, smooth voice, mm-hmm. which to be fair, it's a panty dropper. I think Bowie has more ranges, a little more eclectic. So I'm going to go with Bowie. But they're both great.
Yes, that is my reasoning as well. But I think a lot of my dad's kids were conceived to Barry White, but I'll go with David Bowie.
I'm telling you, listen, I mean, Barry White knew what he wanted. Listen, you're talking all this shit, but practice what you preach. Don't back out now. Like, that's one of the best shit ever. You better practice what you preach. Here I am, baby. Practice what you preach. That shit is amazing.
I heard that's what he's saying to make the Manson girls go to sleep. Or to go for Charlie to go to sleep.
Kendra. Kurt Cobain or Tina Turner?
Tina Turner.
Amanda?
Tina.
All right. And Tina Turner will play Smokey Robinson in the next round.
Ooh.
Amanda. Curtis Mayfield or Willie Nelson?
Willie.
Kendra?
I gotta go with Willie as well.
And Willie will play Dolly Parton in the next round.
Oh.
Kendra, Mick Jagger or Louis Armstrong?
Louis Armstrong.
Amanda?
Louis.
All right.
Casey, why am I double fired?
I think the Kurt Cobain.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure that was it.
I'm a eater, by the way, and drinker.
Amanda, Aaliyah or Sade?
Aaliyah.
All right, and Kendra?
You already know. Aaliyah.
All right, and Aaliyah moves on. Sorry, Harvey. Kendra? Etta James or Toni Braxton?
Oh, Etta James.
And Amanda?
Etta James.
Well, see, Harvey, we picked someone older. There we go.
Yeah, there you go.
Listen, normally I would agree with you guys with this one, but Aaliyah over Sade is. Rest in peace. I love it, but that's something. That's something. And last but not least, Amanda, Ariana Grande or James Brown?
Ariana.
And Kendra.
Ariana Grande.
All right, so Ariana will play Garth Brooks in the next round.
Oh, no. No.
Etta James will play Chaka Khan in the next round. That's actually a really good one. Aaliyah will play Luther Vandross in the next round. And Louis Armstrong will play David Bowie in the next round.
Interesting.
So, top seed will get a bye in the fourth round.
We already know it's Whitney Houston.
Well, gotta say anyway. So, Kendra, Whitney Houston or Usher?
Oh, man. I'm going to go with Whitney Houston.
And Amanda?
Yep.
All right. Usher.
So, yes. Whitney Houston gets a bye in the next round. All right. So, Amanda, Sam Cooke or Celine Dion?
Celine.
And Kendra?
Celine Dion, because Titanic is amazing.
Yep. Can we meet Dre so we can go off that Titanic?
Anywho, Kendra, Mariah Carey or Selena?
I love Selena, I do, but Mariah Carey, I mean, it's Mariah.
All right, and Amanda?
Do I vote for who I like better, or do I think who I think possibly has the edge up on being a better voice? This is not fair.
No, no.
Harvey. John would not have been.
No, God, no.
I think I already know, so I'm going to let Dre break his tie so I don't have to choose. I'm going to go with Selena.
Oh, Mariah Carey wins.
Yeah.
But Mariah Carey will play Celine Dion in the next round.
Oh, no.
All right. Amanda, Prince or Kelly Clarkson?
Prince.
Kendra, Prince or Kelly Clarkson?
I'm going with my American Idol, Kelly Clarkson.
I'm going with Kelly Clarkson here.
Wow, really?
I love Prince. Hear me out. Prince has better.
With Charles Manson's weed.
Prince. Prince has better music. The catalog versus catalog. You cannot say Prince don't have better music than fucking Kelly Clarkson. We're going back singers though. Singer and voices. Kelly Clarkson's voice is fucking amazing. I gotta go Kelly here. I mean, it's controversial. I know, but overall, singer Kelly Clarkson's a better singer.
You know, Harvey is dead somewhere.
Harvey's head is exploding.
Kelly Clarkson is a better singer than Prince. Yes, I will say that. All right, I know it's controversial. However, though, if I had some music for music by music, Prince is a better catalog of music. Yeah. But vocals and singing wise, Kelly Clarkson is a better singer. Don't get me wrong, though. Kelly Clarkson shouldn't. Me personally, who could just beat again? Number 88. I don't think better Otis Redding though. That was what that there. Me personally, Otis is fucking amazing.
Prince isn't better than Kelly, but Otis is.
Otis has a better voice than fucking Prince. Yes.
No, you're high.
Yes. But still, but when you're high, you think better. Anyway, Kendra, Jennifer Hudson or Diana Ross?
Jennifer Hudson.
And Amanda?
Jennifer Hudson.
And Jennifer Hudson will play Kelly Clarkson in the next round.
Oh, no. Oh, no. American Idol battle.
All right.
Well, one of them won the show.
Yeah.
Amanda, Marvin Gaye or D'Angelo?
Marvin Gaye.
Kendra?
Marvin Gaye.
Another kind of controversial pick, and I don't know how people want him list. I would pick D'Angelo.
So Kendra, I know Kelly won, and like Carrie, like, but honestly, the more I watched American Idol, the more I thought it was better for someone to not win, but like to come in second or third or fourth, because an American Idol doesn't own you.
It depends on the person, honestly, for the season. I don't think it's like Drag Race. It's what you do with the. Your chance on the show. I don't think
right, if you win, American Idol owns you for at least however many years.
Yeah. She actually didn't want to win because she didn't want to have to do From Justin to Kelly. She was like,
I don't blame her. That was shit.
Yeah. She didn't want to do the movie. They screwed Ruben Studdard, which I saw in 2004. He had a hard fucking career.
He's going on tour with Clay Aiken this year. It's going to be crazy. American Idol fans are insane.
Is he going to sing 2004 in 2023?
He's probably going to change it to Sorry for 2020.
All right, Kendra, Adele or The Weeknd?
I'm going to go with The Weeknd. Sorry,
Adele. And Amanda.
Who was it against The Weeknd?
Adele. It's cool. Of course, it's a fucking Adele. I mean, I would.
Yeah.
Oh, thank you for calmer heads, right? Jesus, I love The Weeknd. Don't get me wrong, but shit.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right, Amanda, Smokey Robinson or Tina Turner?
Tina.
And Kendra.
Tina.
And Tina Turner will play Marvin Gaye in the next round.
Oh.
Kendra. Dolly Parton or Willie Nelson?
Dolly. Okay.
And Amanda?
Dolly.
Kendra. I'm sorry, Amanda. Garth Brooks or Ariana Grande?
Garth.
And Kendra?
My boyfriend, Garth Brooks.
Well, we already know he's a cheater, so I bet you could get him.
Man, he loves Trisha Yearwood. She cooks so good. I think I cook as good as her, but I wouldn't leave a woman who could cook like that, though.
All right.
But if in Vegas something happens, you know?
Stay is there. What they say.
Kendra, Chaka Khan or Etta James?
Oh, Etta James.
And Amanda?
Etta James.
And Etta James will play Adele in the next round.
Ooh.
Amanda, Luther Vandross or Aaliyah?
Aaliyah.
And Kendra?
Aaliyah for the Dr. Dolittle soundtrack banger. But yes, Aaliyah.
Aaliyah will play Dolly Parton in the next round.
Oh, no.
Ooh.
Kendra, last but not least, David Bowie or Louis Armstrong?
David Bowie.
And Amanda?
You know what we need to do with this, which I know would have fucked it up and made it longer, but I feel like when we get down to these harder ones, I need a musical clip.
Yeah.
When they're this hard to decide, I need to like... I'm gonna go with Bowie.
All right.
It hurts.
David Bowie played Garth Brooks in the next round. I see skies blue. Mm-hmm. Red roses too.
We ain't seeing the next round. So.
All right. So Whitney Houston moved on. And like I said, the lower part of this bracket will get a bye to the semifinals. So, Amanda, Mariah Carey or Celine Dion?
Mariah.
And Kendra.
Mariah. Sorry, Celine.
No, I should have just pulled them up on my own phone. Give me a second to pull them up and just hear like a quick clip.
All right. Kendra. Jennifer Hudson or Kelly Clarkson?
Kelly. Kelly can sing anything. So.
And Amanda?
Again, I need to hear them. Kelly. That's hard. Drake's upset.
And Kelly Clarkson will play Whitney Houston in the next round. Amanda, Marvin Gaye or Tina Turner?
Marvin Gaye.
And Kendra?
I concur, Marvin Gaye.
All right. Kendra, Adele or Etta James?
Adele.
Watching WWE. I heard I'm an ass man.
Oh, this is the back of my husband. Yeah. Editing this show.
All right. sorry. Kendra, say it again.
Adele.
All right. And Amanda.
Adele.
Yeah, sorry. I'm going back to 90 to that. All right, Amanda, Dolly Parton or Aaliyah?
I've taken her this far. I'm gonna take her till she's gone. Aaliyah.
All right, and Kendra.
I'm going Dolly.
And Aaliyah wins.
Woo!
But Aaliyah will play Mariah Carey in the next round.
Oh
well, she went far.
Kendra, last but not least in this round, Garth Brooks or David Bowie?
Garth Brooks.
And Amanda?
Garth.
And Garth Brooks will play Marvin Gaye in the next round, which means Adele has a bye to the semifinals.
All right.
All right. So we're in the quarterfinals. We've got Adele already in the semifinals. We need three more people. Amanda, Whitney Houston or Kelly Clarkson?
Whitney.
Kendra.
I gotta go with Whitney. No, Kelly could sing Whitney. Not as good, but close. Right. But Whitney.
And Kendra, Mariah Carey or Aaliyah?
Mariah Carey.
And Amanda?
Yeah, Mariah. All right. Aaliyah had a good run.
And Amanda, last but not least in this round, Marvin Gaye or Garth Brooks?
I'm going to go with Garth.
And Kendra?
You already know. Garth.
All right. Garth Brooks will play Whitney Houston in the next round.
Oh,
which means that Adele will play Mariah Carey in the next round.
Wow.
So we have the final four. Final four is Garth Brooks, Whitney Houston, Adele, and Mariah Carey. However, just like I do every single bracket, I also do these brackets for myself. All right. Do you want to guess how many we have right? How many we have in common?
One. Two.
We have three in common.
Ooh.
We have three in common. We have Whitney Houston, Adele, and the Mariah Carey.
Garth left a long time ago. Oh, I should have said two. I forgot about Adele. Yeah. Okay.
Garth left a long time ago. I'm not gonna lie to you. However, though, Chaka Khan is in my four. Chaka was amazing. All right.
Yep.
However, though, not about me, it's about you two. Mind you that this will be a third place game as well, so we'll rank these 1, 2, 3, 4. All right. That being said, who's going to the finals, Kendra? Is it Whitney Houston or Garth Brooks?
I'm gonna go Whitney. She's a better singer.
Yeah.
All right, Amanda.
But I'd rather listen to Garth.
Whitney. So when I first saw this bracket, or that I knew we were going to do this as a bracket, my immediate thought was Whitney versus Mariah in the finals.
But we don't know that yet.
No, I know, but that's what I'm saying. That's what I would think it would be.
All right. Well, Amanda, is Mariah beating Adele to go to the finals?
Yes.
Kendra?
Yes.
All right. So Mariah Carey versus Whitney Houston in the finals. However, though, we need to do with the third place game first. So, Kendra, the third best singer of all time, according to this bracket, is it Garth Brooks or Adele?
Garth Brooks.
Amanda, is it Garth Brooks or Adele?
Adele.
And Adele's the best. Adele's the third best singer. All right. Mm. However, though, this is about number one. And Amanda, you're first. Who's the best singer of all time? Is it Whitney Houston or Mariah Carey?
So the way that I'm going to judge this, because they're like even to me, I think one of these ladies has a better range from bottom to top as far as notes that they can hit. And just based on that, because otherwise I can't decide, I'm going with Mariah.
Okay. Kendra, who's a better singer? Is it Mariah Carey or Whitney Houston?
Going back to American Idol, there are three artists you don't do because you can't, and it's Mariah, Whitney, and Celine. But when I think of their voices, I think Whitney Houston has a better voice. So I'm
going to
go Whitney.
Son of a bitch. Okay. Yeah. All the topics you want to give me, now you're going to give me a fucking topic. All right.
I mean, neither is wrong.
I just think Mariah can go from the almost lowest note available to the highest note available. Nobody else can hit that note.
So
when I think of I Will Always Love You, I don't think anyone could sing that song like Whitney.
Yeah, no.
Yeah, Dolly, not you. So, yeah, I think people can sing Mariah Carey songs. I don't think anyone could sing that song. No one could sing a Whitney song like Whitney. That was my thing.
Yeah.
This is hard. That's what she said.
Better be.
God, this is so fucking hard.
Yeah.
Whitney and Mariah Carey should be one and two. I mean, that's... Yeah.
Like, they're interchangeable, honestly.
Yeah, they should be one or two. And the God is true, when I did my bracket, I stopped there. I didn't pick a winner at all. I don't care. Because, God damn it. Can you imagine a song with both of them motherfuckers together?
They did.
They have a song together.
Which one is it?
the when song you believe, from, yeah,
there can be miracles. But, and they wore like the similar awards.
The Christmas song. The Christmas
Prince
song
of Egypt.
Prince of Egypt. Thank you. I knew it was a movie song.
Yeah, I didn't hear. I know of it now, and I'm gonna hear it. Still, I wanted something that they both could hit the high notes and the notes together. If I had to choose, twist my arm. Any, mini money, mo.
Well, Whitney can't hit the high notes that Mariah can.
What? Why not?
That highest note that Mariah can hit, Whitney can't hit that.
You know, she hits the ear and she's,
yeah.
Yeah, but still, I'm going to go Whitney Houston here, actually. Okay. I'm going to Whitney here. I mean, again, this is.
Yeah, either way.
Either way, look, you can't get mad with either one. No. You can't get mad at either one. That's one of the hardest things I have to do with these brackets ever. It was picked between Whitney Houston and Mariah Carey as far as best singer.
Yeah.
So here's the rankings. You got Whitney Houston number one, Mariah Carey number two, Adele number three, and Garth Brooks number four.
Ooh, Garth Brooks.
All right. How y'all feel about this? Got a lot of people mad in this chat.
Kelly Clarkson should have been up in the four, but
yeah. I mean, looking at it now, like, I think I wouldn't put Garth as number four if I were ranking them myself. I think he made it there because he beat some people that we agree he's better than, but I think there were better people on this list that
he beat Marvin Gaye. He beat David Bowie. Marvin Gaye is iffy. I'm not even going to get mad at that. David Bowie, definitely. I'll give you definitely David Bowie. He beat Ariana Grande. That's where that shit should have stopped. Ariana Grande is a better singer than Garth Brooks. Overall, better singer. He's a better singer.
She's a good singer, but she kind of gets up in that. Is she saying words? That's nothing. That's just making cat noises.
He beat Ozzy when he should have.
Yeah.
And he beat Phil Collins, which y'all made Harvey leave the chat.
But he's a better singer than Phil Collins. I don't think that's no.
Well, I just got in my chat that Casey and Harvey want to do a 2-on-2 with this bracket.
Well, good for them.
And I'm going to allow them to do the second part of the I did not make these rankings to do.
Can we bet theirs is going to be more male centric?
Oh yeah, for sure.
Well, probably they do got a diggly.
It'll be like Ozzy, Kurt Cobain, Phil Collins, Fred Brooks.
I don't think it's gonna be Ozzy. No. I don't know about Ozzy, but you know,
oh no, but no, they're gonna put a Beatle in there.
But I am going to allow them to do 2-on-2, maybe a couple weeks from now. But this was fun.
Yes.
A lot of laughing, a lot of mess fuck ups from my part.
I have not laughed this hard in a long time.
All right. But with that being said, Kendra, talk about your podcast. Where to find it?
You can find Crushgasm at crushgasmpodcast.com. New episodes every Wednesday. We got one about Janet Jackson coming up this week.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
I told Emily, and I know she listens to this probably at work, but I told Emily that if we ever went to a Janet Jackson concert and she pulled me up on stage and did the Would You Mind stuff to me, you just got to take that L.
We talked heavily about that moment.
Do the earmuffs.
Yeah.
And, yeah.
Yeah. Just turn around because you got to take that L. All right. Amanda, it's on you.
I am the host of the Sip List podcast. You can find it everywhere and at thesiplistpod.com. Starting this year, you'll be getting new episodes every Thursday, and I will also be starting a new true crime show with Shanna, and we will make sure to have Dre on so he can talk about what a great guy Charles Manson is.
Never going to let that down.
No, never, you're never living this down, ever. It was amazing.
So adamant that it was Charles
Manson. I really was. Oh, I really sorry. Was.
Do you think I mean Marilyn Manson?
God damn it. I'm not going
to. You do know that.
Tonight on TV Dads, it's Al Bundy, not Ted Bundy. FYI.
Hey, Ted Bundy was a dad.
Oh, God damn it.
And yes, I was getting there, Casey. I'm sorry. I am also a co-host of An Evening at the Movies with Casey, new episodes every Wednesday. And. I can't remember what we have coming up because I'm distracted.
Oh, God.
Okay, but do you know about Brian Wilson and his connection to Charles Manson?
No, and it's the thing, I didn't. So
okay, I'll send you some info just so you can check it out.
All right, so again, my name is DeAndre Robson. I host Everything Masturbators. About around this time this coming out, it should be a new logo, new lot of things. This is the I Did I Make These Rankings podcast network with Casey and Harvey. And one, thank you to, on a side note, I am starting another project as well with Casey and CJ. This is not part of I Did Not Make These Rankings podcast network. This is something different. And it's called Season to Season, where we break down a show. And we're going to talk each of one of our shows. We'll talk about a season of that show. The first episode will be the first season of House, which is fucking amazing. One of my top 5 to 10 TV shows of all time. Love that fucking show. A lot of shows that has no main season ends horribly. Dexter, House, Game of Thrones. You know,
we don't talk about the end of
my point exactly. So we are going to go season by season and just check that out. Okay. With that being said, this is fun. We out. We love you. Peace.
Bye.